Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
It's time for the thread question of the week when I get to hang out with Tracy Mumford in the studio. Hi.
Hello.
What is the thread question of the week?
It is, what happens when you break literature down to the numbers and word count? What exciting truths come up?
And there is actually an answer to this, lest you doubted that.
Awesome. So there's a new book out called Nabokov's Favorite Word is Mauve by Ben Blatt.
And Who knew?
Right. He ran all of these books through a computer and looked at the most popular words, which words were particular to one author, that kind of thing, and came out with these great takeaways, which I find fascinating. One of them is authors that use the word suddenly a lot. So we've got a top five suddenly offender list,
excellent,
right? And you've got Dan Brown and Stephanie Meyer, so Da Vinci Code and Twilight.
Suddenly, John looked behind his back,
right.
And
I mean,
there was a killer there.
They're plot boilers, right? Like, that makes sense. You have a lot of suddenly there. Hanging out at number three and number two are F. Scott Fitzgerald and Joseph Conrad.
That's a shocker.
It is. Yeah. You think of those as character-driven, really deep meditative works, but, you know, they've got a lot of action, too, and they're punching that suddenly button.
Okay, but what I really think about with that is, who didn't notice that this word is turning up too often in the manuscript? I mean, that's what I really think.
Right. Is it too often? I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't remember a lot of suddenlies, you know, tainting my experience of The Great Gatsby,
I know,
right?
So exactly.
They just are deft at dropping suddenlies in there.
That's right.
All the time. But number one on that list is J.R.R. Tolkien. So for every 100,000 words that he wrote, 78 of them were the word suddenly.
Wow.
Which, I mean, there's a lot of action in The Lord of the Rings.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. But still, when you see it broken down into these numbers, which is what has been done in this book, you can just geek out over this stuff. I love these
Give
details.
Me one more, if you will.
Percent of authors' books that talk about weather in the first line.
I like this.
Dark and stormy night style. So Danielle Steele, half of her books open with weather. But John Steinbeck, a full 26% of his do too. So you have a wide range there.
I mean, landscape was very important to John Steinbeck.
It's true.
So it's a natural to kind of weave the weather in there, isn't it?
Yep. So when you got to start with weather, lots of people have done it.
Trace, thanks. Good to see you as always. Sign up for the Thread newsletter. I write a book essay. Tracy gives you all the book news, and she writes an essay sometimes. You can text the word book to 677-677. I already know what I'm writing about for Friday. It will come right into your inbox. Text book to 677-677.